It's 6 o'clock, time for Family Feud. Now, here's your host, Grant Denyer.
Weekend. Welcome to Family Feud, where two families will battle it out for $10,000 and maybe the chance to win a brand new Mitsubishi Outlander SUV. And you know what? All they need to do is guess the answers to some very easy questions. You know how it works. Let's meet our families right now. First up, our carryover champions here for their second night from Victoria, the best family. Obviously, you got the memo. It's international must-wear leprechaun green today.
Yeah, I got the email.
I seem to have the bottom half of your outfit. Carly, introduce us to your team once again.
Okay, this is my auntie Robin, my cousin Andrew, and his beautiful wife Karen.
Welcome back, guys. Ready to take them on tonight from South Australia. It's the Gray family. To be fair, Brenda is the colour of my top. So there we are, one for each family.
Gorgeous.
Now, introduce this lovely team of yours.
Thank you. This is my sister Linda, my brother Andrew, and my niece Bobby.
Hey, let's have a lot of fun. Ready to go? Team captains, let's play the feud.
Thank you. You too.
We surveyed 100 people, and the top 7 answers are on the board. What's something your body does when you first fall in love?
Is that me? Yeah. Your heart kind of flutters a little bit.
Your heart does.
Butterflies.
Let's have a look. Beautiful, guys. Oh, there's war! There's war!
Sorry, guys, pass.
They're passing.
Whoa! It's gonna be a long.
About yourself, Linda?
Just what would you like to know, Grant?
Everything? I don't know. Just who are you? What do you do?
I'm semi-retired.
Nice.
Stay at home. Yeah, so, and doing some online study as well.
Oh, fantastic. So, yeah. Cool.
Always learning.
Are you ready to play?
Absolutely.
What's something your body does when you first fall in love?
You're happy.
You just get happy.
Just
your
happy.
Body feels happy. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Which makes you smile. Makes you smile. You once went to a beach, right?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
And what happened at that beach?
Well, we had a house with a few friends just across the road from the beach and we had a party one night and about midnight a few of us decided that we'd run over to the beach and go for a bit of a run in the nude, as you do. And, of course, we got back to the house and all our clothes had been stolen. Mm. But I was left with a shoe to wear back to the house.
Oh, just a shoe?
Yeah.
What size was the shoe, Andrew?
Not as big as I would have liked.
What's something your body does when you first fall in love?
Shivers.
It shivers all over. Oh. First strike, I'm afraid, but early days. Hey, Bobby, how you doing?
Hi, good, how are you?
Something your body does when you first fall in love?
Get goosebumps.
Oh, I'd like that. Let's see if it's on the board. Yeah, it is. Can you remember what it was like?
I
that
do.
That first time you fell in love. Who was it? Oh, where were you?
I don't think I should say. My dad could be watching. No.
All right, what's Happy. Something your body does when you first fall in love?
You get anxious, nervous.
OK, let's have a look on the board. Second strike. The best family could steal, so potentially they will have an option up their sleeve, Linda.
Okay. We get all romantic feeling.
You get the feeling
of romance.
Of romanticism.
Yes.
Which is a word I just made up. Three strikes, great family. It's over to the best. Karen, what would you say?
I think that my palms got a little bit sweaty when I first started going out with Andrew.
That...
So I was got a little bit nervous.
All right, nice.
Whereas I think my pupils dilated to take in all her beauty.
It's just like a Mills and Boone book. Robin.
Oh, I'm just going to get a bucket.
Yeah.
say, Grant, that you become a bit of a giggly girl. Oh, so get the giggles. Yeah.
It's old hands.
Yeah, that's the one.
Carly, you're the boss. One of those options or your own.
I did like the bucket option. Well, that were three very good answers. I think I'm going to have to go with Kaz and I'm going to have to say sweaty palms.
Sweaty palms. Yeah. And the pressure of a new romance. Show me your palms. Yeah! Beautifully played, Best Family. Number five.
Tingles.
Tingles. To zero, early days though. And if either family goes on to win for five nights in a row, you could be taking home the incredible all-new Mitsubishi Outlander. Now, this family SUV seats five comfortably and is packed with features including touchscreen audio, CVT auto with paddle shift, and eco drive support. Now, here's a question for everyone playing along at home. I want the top answer to this one. Name an Australian animal that has a tail. The answer's when we come right back after this Family Feud. Playing for a shot at $10,000, which, if they win, according to my leprechaun pants, is somewhere over a hidden rainbow. That's a leprechaun dance, in case you're wondering. Now, before the break, I asked, name an Australian animal that has a tail. The top answer was, everybody at home?
Kangaroo.
Nice work, everybody. Give me Robin. Give me Linda. Let's play. We surveyed 100 people and the top six answers are on the board. Name something you wouldn't want to find crawling around in your roof. Robin?
Possums.
Possums are noisy.
Yep.
Close to the top answer. Linda?
Spiders.
What about a spider on the board? Pass or play, Robin? Be up there all the time just fixing stuff, just rewiring the house.
Absolutely. It's a nice, dark, warm spot. Perfect for maybe a snake.
Maybe a snake. That's your answer?
I think so. Yes.
Let's see. It's the stuff horror films are made of, really, isn't it? Karen.
I think that I would be a petrified of a rat in my roof.
Big smelly rat. Lovely rat. It's looking pretty good for you right now.
It is.
You've grabbed the opening points. Two left on the board for a clean sweep. Name something you wouldn't want to find crawling around in your roof.
I'm going to go with termites, because you wouldn't want the roof to cave in.
Hey, you're thinking long term there. Mm. I like that. It's good for resale. Need to know your house does not have termites. Aww. Robin.
Grant,
yes.
I think I'm going to go the little friends of the rats and say mice.
Nice.
Yeah.
Not a bad option. Let's see if it's there. Yes, it is. What would your reaction be, perhaps, if you saw a snake in your roof?
I'd want to go and pat it.
Would you?
I like them. I think they're cute and cuddly.
I'm pretty sure that's not what they are. Name something you wouldn't want to find crawling around in your roof.
Last year we had things trying to build nests in our garage roof, so I would say birds.
Oh, OK, bird nests. Let's see if that's the final answer on the board. Second strike. Grace could steal in return. Karen.
I'd really had a burglar in my roof.
That would be bad. Good answer. Let's see if number four, to get you guys yet another win, is burglar. Burglar. Yet to get on the board. You know what? Don't stress, guys. I'm going to help you out. You know how I'm going to help you out?
Double points.
Woo! That's right. Woo! Andrew. And Andrew. Andrew Squared. Let's play. the great Andrew Battle of 2014. I'll talk about this for decades. Oh, my God. Where do you guys shop?
Fashion capital. capital of Australia.
What do you call that? Oh, mint. Oh, yours is mint too. It's beautiful. We surveyed 100 people and the top six answers are on the board. Name a red carpet event. Andrew won.
The Oscars.
What about that? Or the Academies, Andrew?
The Brownlow.
Let's take a look. Pass or fly?
They're
going to
play.
I thought that question was going to be we surveyed two Andrews to ask them where they got their shirts. Clearly in the same place, Bobby. A red carpet event.
We're going to stick with the Australia theme and go with the Logies.
The Logies! What happened when you had a huntsman in your car?
Oh, no.
Bring back good memories.
I do not like spiders. It's my one biggest phobia. My husband and I were driving somewhere one night and a huntsman ran across the windscreen.
Oh, that's yucky.
And you don't know if it's inside or outside the car. So my husband just pulled into the first driveway, which was a Macca's drive-thru. And then before we knew it, there was a second spider came across.
Oh, no.
And he just hit the brakes. We both jump out screaming and he grabbed... My husband grabbed his man bag and started smashing the spider.
His what?
And there's people up against the McDonald's window.
So he's just going... With his bag.
Pretty much.
But anyway, did he get the spider?
No, we didn't.
He just dented the car 27 times. Red carpet event.
I can only think of the Golden Globes.
Let's have a look on the board. First strike.
Okay.
Red carpet event,
okay.
Linda.
Okay. Oh, I'd like to think of the Royal Wedding.
A Royal Wedding is a big gala event.
Absolutely.
Second strike. Best hood steal. Andrew.
It's the Arias.
Mm. Let's take a look. Three strikes, I'm afraid, Grace. Good tries, though. Best family. Karen.
A movie premiere
in general. Nice. Andrew.
I was going to say the same for a big thing. All the actors coming from overseas. You know, get out the red carpet.
Yeah, cool. Robin.
Roger that.
Tick that. Strong message for you, Carlia.
Do I have a choice?
No, not really.
Yes, I'm going to go with movie premiere.
Let's try it. And you do it again. The best family are on a roll right now. 293, it takes them two. Remaining answers on the board, six. Grammys. And the Emmys are also up there. Wow. So 293 to zero. Look, we know you like watching Family Feud. It's okay. Don't stress. Are you having fun?
Absolutely.
The most important thing, you never know what can happen in the dying seconds of Family Feud. You could snatch that back from them, okay? Great family. Stay positive. We know you love watching Family Feud, then why not play along at home with the official Family Feud game? Simply head to 10play for all the details. And while you're there, check out all the highlights and the fun stuff that goes on behind the scenes of Family Feud as well. Triple points when we come back on the Feud. By name and nature right now, an exquisite performance so far. They've taken out every question. The score's on 293. But I've got a feeling the Greys are coming back. They're coming back, baby. The family who gets a 300 points in this round could win the 10G. Give me Karen, give me Bobby. Let's do it. We surveyed 100 people on the top. Six answers are on the board. Name something people cheat at. Oh, Karen.
Games.
Bobby.
I'd say a test.
You cheated a test?
Yeah.
Nice work. Pass or play. You can play too. So you did a flash mob once.
I did. It was awesome.
How many did you have?
We started off with about 50, but ended up with about 200, 300, I think.
Really?
Yeah, with everybody joining in.
So a lot of fun.
It's a lot of fun.
Something people cheat at.
Sorry, Grant, I can't think of anything.
Can't pass? Going to have to pass?
I'm going to have to pass. Sorry. Yeah.
Linda, help us out.
Like to try marriage. Ooh. She's a marriage me, of course.
No, no, Linda. But, you know, you're just keeping it real. It happens in society, doesn't it, Linda?
It does. Yeah. It does.
Let's see. Hey. That's right, Linda. Andrew?
Right. I think sport.
You cheated. Sport's good. Second strike for the Greys. The best yet again could steal it right off you. Something people cheat at.
Cards.
Yeah. Cheat at cards. Yeah. That sounds like a good answer. Yeah. Hey? We've got to go home with some points, don't we, Greys? Two left on the board. Have you got something this time, Brenda? You had a little bit of time to think about it?
Quizzes.
Quizzes. Like a trivia sort of thing.
Yeah.
No! Oh, sorry, Grace. Okay, it comes down to this, best family, Karen.
Cricket.
You could cheat cricket. Andrew.
Solitaire.
Robin.
Cheat on your husband.
Kalia.
I'm gonna go with work resume.
Yeah. So you're talking yourself up.
Talk yourself up. Yeah.
Hey. That's encouraging. Okay, well, it's really the only thing we've got, so let's go with it anyway, shall we? What about that on the board? No! Right! So the Greys grab some points! And boy, are they happy! Here are the remaining answers, best family. Six.
Monopoly!
Exactly! So there you have it, right there, right. Neither team has managed to score 300 points, which means we go to sudden death, okay? So, team captains, to the podium, please. Okie dokie, there's only one answer on the board here and it's worth triple points. Whoever wins sudden death right now will win the game and become tonight's champion family. Best of luck to the both of you. We surveyed 100 people and the top answer is on the board. Name somewhere you'd take your kids in summer. Carly, you're the only one who played.
The beach?
You would take them to the beach. Is that our top answer? Handed either, as well as having some points on the front of the podium, which always makes you feel a little bit better.
Thank you.
You'll get a gift card for $1,000 from your local Better store. So that's better, isn't it?
Thank you. Thank you so much, guys.
That's a pleasure having you guys. Please take the Greys.
Thank you.
Best family. Fast money.
Happy now.
I love the steely resolve. I love the picture of concentration, the determination. Great to see you smiling. You're back that way in our soundproof booth, so off you go, Karen. We ship for $10,000. It's called Fast Money, and it's next. Well done.
Family Feud is on Facebook and Twitter. Plus, you can find us on YouTube and catch all the action on 10Play.
Of determination, competition, and sheer joy. Welcome back. It's Fast Money time here on The Feud. Let's see if the best family can now win some cash. If you and Karen get 200 points or more between you, you'll win $10,000. Karen is now in a soundproof booth and can't hear your answers. I'm going to ask you five questions, going to give you 20 seconds to answer. If you pass, we'll come back at this time, and the clock starts at the end of the first question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
20 seconds on the clock, please. Best of luck, Robin.
Thank you.
What month do a lot of people start Christmas shopping?
October.
Name something easy to make in the kitchen.
A cake.
Name something people associate with play school.
Pass.
Name something that has holes in it.
Swiss cheese.
Name an animal you can cuddle.
A koala.
Name something people associate with play school.
Children.
Pretty good. Let's go. Righto. What month do a lot of people start Christmas shopping? You said October. I like to prepare myself as well. December 24. Midday, so you give yourself plenty of time. Survey says 10, not bad. Something easy to make in the kitchen, you said. Cake. Survey says 4. Name something people associate with play school, you said. It's for the kids. Survey says. Better. Now, what score were you hoping for here?
100.
Hmm. Yeah. I need 70 from the last two.
Not looking good.
Name something that has holes in it. You said Swiss cheese. The survey says. Okay. Name an animal you can cuddle. You said koala. Survey says.
67.
So not the ideal target, but not impossible. Well done, Robin. Head back. Clear the board. Got a little bit of work to do. Oh. You need to accumulate 133 points to get $10,000. So, needless to say, Robin didn't go exactly that well, but we can do this.
We can.
Going to ask you the same five questions. You're the second player, so it's going to be a little tricky. I'll give you an extra 5 seconds, OK?
OK, great, thank you.
Now, if you pass on a question, I'll ask it again if there's time, and if you repeat an answer that's already there, you'll hear this sound. And I'll ask you to try again. Can we remind everybody of Robin's answers? And 25 seconds on the clock too, please. Time starts from the end of the first question. Good luck, Karen.
Thank you.
What month do a lot of people start Christmas shopping?
November.
Name something easy to make in the kitchen.
Pass.
Name something people associate with play school.
Big Ted.
Name something that has holes in it.
Socks.
Name an animal you can cuddle.
A cat.
Name something easy to make in the kitchen.
A cake.
Right, try again.
Boiled eggs.
Boiled eggs, nice. She is very organised, isn't she? October. What month do a lot of people start Christmas shopping? You said, though, November. Probably a little bit more realistic. Unless she really is that organised, is she?
She is organised.
Wow. Survey says 20. Good. December was what most Australians consider the best time to start. You need 113 now. Name something easy to make in the kitchen. You said boiled eggs. Survey says 11. Toast was the top answer. Name something people associate with play school. You said Big Ted. And that is the top answer. Nice work. So we're closing in on it now.
I don't think it's like
72. Name something that has holes in it. You said socks have holes in it. That sounds like a pretty good answer. Survey says 14. Cheese was the top answer. Well done, Robin. Name an animal you can cuddle. You said a cat. We need 58 or more. Survey says no. 29. That's down to 71. Now, dog was the top answer. So not $10,000, but $10 for every fast money point, which is a nice little kiss at the end of a hard day's work. And I'll be back again for another crack at the $10,000. Stick around. The project's coming up now on 10 Views for all the family. Join us again tomorrow and we all come back for Family Feud. I'm Grant Denyer. Good night, Australia.